American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 621. Here is the translated text as follows. Alexander Wistolo, 589. It is suggested that the Kalapoidia, or the art of begetting beautiful children, as well as the art of procreating males or females, may be taught by affecting the imagination of the male parent. The theory posits that the delicate extremities of the seminal glands irritate the organs of sense, either of sight or of touch. The art is recommended very seriously to those who are interested in the procreation of male and female children. It is observed that the phalli, which were hung around the necks of Roman ladies or worn in their hair, might have caused the great proportion of male children. Finally, it is lamented that the manner of accomplishing this cannot be unfolded with sufficient delicacy to meet the public eye. I fear myself that the squeamishness of the age is such that if any professor should propose a course of lectures, or any artist advertise to give lessons in this art, he would find very great difficulty and discouragement. This reflection, by the by, involves a satire upon mankind, since it is notorious that the most delicate of both sexes practice, with shameless hypocrisy, what is too bad, it would seem, to be spoken of without offending decency. I greatly wish, therefore, that the Ab Spallanzani had brought his methods into general use, notwithstanding the slighting manner in which Sir James Jay has treated them, because it would be a means of quieting the most scrupulous delicacy and relieving persons of elevated sentiment from the necessity of coarse familiarities, and be more suitable every way to the delicacy of the age. But as far as concerns the present point, whether Erderer, Mitchell, or Darwin prevail, the cause is not a whit advanced. For allowing that this white man operated upon the organs of sight or touch, whether of father or mother, so as to whiten the child, such a position would give birth to two doubts, more perplexing than any yet appearing. First, touching the identity and individuality of the infant, of which individuality color is a part. For if one makes a child black and another makes it white, shall it, while it continues white, be said to be the child of the father? Dr. Darwin and other learned zoologists seem to have mistaken this term. It should be written calipedopasia, the reporter. Note, the term calipedia has been corrected to calipedopasia as per the footnote provided in the original text.